It's late at night, just before midnight on the 15th, and I'm calling you from Copiapó, Chile. That's at about 800 meters above sea level, and it's amazing for me because earlier today, a few of us were in the crater on top of Ojos de Salado at 6,700 meters. I've done a lot of wild things in the mountains, but I've never done such a big descent in one day. We drove back in the darkness, the last truckload of us. Grant drove most of the way, and he stepped out once we'd gotten down out of the mountains and were coming into the last section of the drive into Copiapó, and he commented on how thick the air felt. Actually humid, even though it's still in the desert, just a richness and a thickness to the air that we had missed at the high altitudes where we've been. Remember that for the last 10 days and nights, we've been over 4,000 meters, mostly over 5,000 meters. I just spent the last two nights prior to this above 5,700 meters at our high camp. The entire group, as we were coming off, the small group of us that went all the way into the crater yesterday, as we were coming off the mountain, we were talking to radio, and we had people at Camp 1 and Camp 2 on Ojos. We had drivers down at the Hot Springs area at the Laguna Verde, and it was quite a complicated process getting everybody down, but it worked well, and now we're back in the city taking showers and washing off all of the dust that we lived in that wonderful wild area, the high desert of the Ojos region. It was all about acclimatization and getting ready for Aconcagua, enjoying that in its own right. I had several people made the comment, and I said myself, it was an excellent first half to the trip. But the acclimatization that we have stored away under our belts now in our hearts in terms of our spirit and certainly physiologically for climbing in the high mountains is going to pay off as we cross over into Argentina day after tomorrow and get ready, get our permits, and get ready to go to Aconcagua.